Thanks for coming in. Today I want us to tighten your project on sleep habits, especially the focus and the evidence you plan to collect. We started with a broad question about sleep habits, but it felt too general. We wondered whether exam stress would give us a clearer angle. That is a better direction. Exam stress gives you a specific problem, and it should help you avoid writing a report that is just descriptive.
For evidence, we were thinking about using sleep diaries and then adding a short survey if there is enough time.
I would reverse that slightly. Start with a short survey, because it gives you depth. Then use sleep diaries to check whether the same pattern appears more widely. So the first stage is the smaller, deeper evidence, and the second stage is the broader check. That makes sense. Exactly. Also, be careful with your timeline. If you spend too long collecting material, you will not leave enough time for analysis.
We can collect the first set of evidence next week, draft the analysis 2 weeks later, and keep the final week for editing.
Good. In the presentation, do not list every result. Choose 3 findings, 1 expected result, 1 surprising result, and 1 practical recommendation about sleep habits. Should we include limitations, or will that make the project sound weaker? Include them. Good academic work shows where the evidence is strong and where it is limited. A short limitations slide will actually make your argument more convincing. Also think about your audience. The class will not know the local background as well as you do, so the first minute should explain why the question matters. We were planning to put all the data into one big table, but I am worried that people will not be able to read it from the back of the room. Use a table in the written handout, but turn the strongest pattern into one simple chart for the presentation. One clear visual is usually better than several crowded ones.
What about background reading? We have found a lot of articles, and it is hard to know how many to include.
Choose only the sources that help you interpret your evidence. A long list of loosely related readings will distract from your argument. Should we mention ethical issues if we include interviews or questionnaires? Yes. Keep it brief, but explain how you asked for permission, how you stored responses, and why the results are anonymous.
For the speaking roles, would it be better for each of us to present one section, or should one person do most of the talking?
Share the speaking time. It shows collaboration, and it also helps the audience follow the structure if each person takes responsibility for a clear stage of the project.
Thanks, Dr. Walsh. We'll rewrite the research question today and send you the new outline by Friday.
Friday is fine. Send the outline as a one-page document and make sure the research question is at the top.